a contaminated payment and is therefore corrupt by nature. Sadly, the multitudes who profess faith in Jesus yet deny his sinless perfection appear to be strangers to true regeneration. The Jesus they believe in isn't capable of saving anyone. In addition, 41% of self-proclaimed Christians believe that, quote, the Bible, the Quran, and the Book of Mormon are all different expressions of the same spiritual truths, end of quote. This is despite the book's vastly contradictory teachings on truth, salvation, and the nature of God. And only 46% of born-again adults believe in the existence of absolute moral truth. So the other 54% don't think that God is moral absolutes, which explains why so many live their lives as though there was no moral accountability at all. Pollster George Barna, in observing these troubled trends, noted, quote, although most Americans consider themselves to be Christian and say they know the content of the Bible, less than 1 out of 10 Americans demonstrate such knowledge through their actions, end of quote. With over 173 million Christians in the U.S., there are tens of millions who say that they love God, and yet they're liars, thieves, fornicators, adulterers, and child murderers. Paul's warning to Titus seems to be true of much of the modern church. Quote, they profess to know God, but in works they deny him. Neither their belief nor their behavior aligns with biblical Christianity. Leaving in droves. Sadly, young people today are exhibiting the same theological confusion